aber atzmei v'liuchli konashamien v'hoche bishmeitze al gusha hain al maga gusha v'la viro oi mishumai la gusha mishumai viro mamish. Die Gosse al gusha v'la viro hikshah rafa b'yayin v'mal einish misachas oles nam v'elu mitamim magam v'masim mitamim be'er etzem kiseiro v'erz amin. So ist Menschen beferisch in der Mischne der Terz amin ist nat mitamim be'er v'tiret die meire b'offer abo mechutz lores lorets. והמייל אולף דל מיטמי משמעל עצמי גוזל ולוי משמעל אגוש ואין לו שני ארץ עמי משמקין אך יש להם הדיירה כגן שיש דף וגשר שרי שייכת באורץ רי שעשין בחוץ לאורץ ומנוחם קילים תחס רי שבאורץ די מי ויתום עליהן ותירן אינמי אם משמעל אגוש זה very important אם משמעל אגוש גוזל אל איקל איק מקרב שימן because of this that's the reason why I went over the whole סוגיה Tesis in Bobasra, Tesis in Nazi. Yeah, Ikelukme, Iname, Imishumaila Gushgozlo, Ikelukme Kerapshimen, Doma Kivriv Kihovim, Mitame Beyal, Velechmira Larzamim, Yesa Mikivriv Kihovim, Yesa Mikivriv Kihovim, Atzmei. So, in other words, that Mishne that says that Erzamim is not mitami be'er. So accords. One second. Is not mitami mishumay lagush. So that accords with Rav Shimon. So that's a very important thesis. So that means that the whole abaye in the Gemara, whether the tume, the chachomim of Peishon or Wagezia, was it because of Maya Lagush or was it because of Tumas Avra per se, is only Alibid Rab Shimon, but Alibid Rab, so is only Alibid, I'm sorry, is only Alibid Rabbonon of Rab Shimon, is only Alibid Rabbonon of Rab Shimon, so then there can be a Sophic. Mashinkin, Alibid Rab Shimon, there couldn't be even any Sophic. It's definitely Mishum Aver per se. That's a very important thesis. So that means since most Rishenim Paskin.
Like
Rav Shimon ben Yochai, that Kivrei v'Kichovim are not mitamei. So Mimele, it's not a Baid Leifshite. It's a Baid Leifshite and the Kimtes, a Alibede Rabbonon de Rav Shimon. But Alibid Rab Shimon, we couldn't say that the Tume, that the Chachomim of Pishono or Gezeir was because of Mail Lagush. Because how could there be Mail Lagush? So it's a very important thesis. Now, since we passed like Rab Shimon Yochai, at least most Rishenim, the Mechaber and the Ramor, only Misat Chumre, so it should follow that the Tume, that the Chachomim of Peishonu or Gezeir was Bishmav Ratzmei, not Mishum Mayel Agush. In Amei, I Mishum Mayel Agush, because like the Likin Krabshin, the Kivir Chomim Tambeir, the Chmira Lartam, Yis, and Kivir Chomim Ratzmei. Veitir Esram Netam, da Yim Mishne Kinim, she goes to Aviro, Kit Amurim, for the Kam Di Shabbos, Mikore Gozran, Giz, Gush Yisrei. All right, now, Sunday, I have to start 9:30, because I have to... In my Hilchese, Omar Afshesh Eslema, Shikes Fimol of Enei, Vafil Bishabas. Bishabas all the writer. Kili Omar Rov Eimel Rikhovim Veise, Ochaname Eimel Rikhovim Veise. So Amir Linochi is Mutea because of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Afal Gav, the Amir Rikhovim Shvus, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, because of the Rabbah. So Rashi says, Enei shtar mechirek moibhoyu enei sushtori seitzim al shmei. Afil b'shabes im lokhom in v'chovim v'reitze v'ilach darki b'shabes. Because like this, so why be matir amir linochi if it can be done on Sunday or on Monday? But suppose the one who is ready to sell the house in Eretz Yisrael, if it's not executed, the shtar is not executed on Shabbos, so he's going away, and then it will be impossible to redeem the land from the goyim. So then it's muta to tell the goy to sign the document. Kiyom Arove, Misach Shabbos, משום יישוב ארץ ישראל לגרש את יחובים וליישב ישראל בו. יישב ישראל בו. So in other words, so it's muter. Amir Linochri, in order to enable the Jews to acquire the property. And Rashi emphasizes, it's not just to buy the piece of land and then let it stay. Uliashiv Yisroelbo, in other words, and to settle it with Jews. Salachas kamo v'chamo, when we give away land not to soil. I mean, besides other things, I mean, this is like, is like saying, you know, the Rambam says in Nigeres Kiddush Hashem that Yerovam Benevot was a chaytim machdis Arabim, will have to give Dim Lecheshm even for everything, for every time he was mevatel the mitzvah fear of Tafshir. Because the fact that one is a soil mumer does not give him any right, you know, to be mevatel every mitzvah kalo, I mean even every mitzvah rabbanon. But still, it wouldn't be very reasonable, you know, to charge Yerovam Benevot with the fact that he was mevatel. Of course, he has to give account B'din Shamayim for everything, but for people to charge him with bitlei tafshirim wouldn't be very reasonable. You know, sometimes, you know, in the United States, when they know that a certain people is involved in murder, he's a gangster, and they can't catch him, Lepke, you know, Lepke was, I think he was in Chicago many years ago, he was a gangster, but everybody knew that he was involved in the murder of many people. But they couldn't prosecute him for that. So then in the end they prosecuted him for not paying the income tax. So at least today, you know, the courts are very strict. But in those days, who courts were not strict at all. But they had to, they couldn't apprehend him. So to charge Yerovam Benevot with the avere that he was mevatel of tafshirim, with Yishamayim, he has to account for everything. But for people to charge him with that is not reasonable. So I mean to say that it's also to give away the Western Bank because of the bitul mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, so he am mechuyev to be miyashuv Yisrael and to redeem it from the goyim, alachas kam vechamo, he should give it away to the goyim. Alachas kam vechamo. Of course it's true. But that's like prosecuting Lepke, you know, for not paying the income tax. In my opinion, I mean, not only in my opinion, even Kissinger said that if we give away the Western Bank, then Israel will be committing national suicide. It will endanger the lives of all the Jews in Israel. It might doom a seal the fate of Israel to destruction. And then Shimon Peres came out with a plan. I mean, this is real treason. In the United States, if any member of the cabinet would propose such a treacherous plan, he would be prosecuted, not to speak of being impeached. And here the foreign minister came out with a plan that Arafat should be the head of a Palestinian entity, not a Palestinian state, but a Palestinian entity. What does Palestinian entity mean? It will be a state with all the trimmings, with all the paraphernalia, except it will not be allowed to maintain an army. That's not all. And then that a federation should be formed of three states, the state of Israel and Jordan and Palestinian entity. Now, if a federation is formed, it will have to have a government. How do you form a federation without a government? And then there'll have to be federal government. So then it'll be have to be decided on the basis of majority vote. Okay, it'll stipulate that every state has a veto power. So then there'll be fewer by the whole media all over the world that Israel is not democratic. They are arbitrary. They are undemocratic. They are unfair, and they exercise the veto power. And then, suppose, even with the veto power, so if Israel will have a veto power, Jordan will certainly have a veto power, and the Palestinian entity will also be a veto power. I mean, how will it function? I don't understand. Where is the common sense? And the whole media, Shamir is impossible. Paris. And then Paris said, we can't deny the facts that the PLO changed. The PLO changed. They just last week, they shot a Jew from the roof of a Tel Aviv building. So, to say that it's also to return the Western Bank on the basis of the Bittul Mitzvah, Yisrael Yisrael is like saying, is like charging Yerovim Benevot with the failure to be Mikayim the Mitzvah of Erev Tavshil, or charging him with Avira that he won't say it below Yitilas Yadayim. I mean, it's true. He has to account for it. Of course it's true, it's also Mitzvah Yisrael, but it will endanger Klal Yisrael. So I just mentioned it. So, Prophet God Amir Levich Chovim. So, Shvus Lishinus Yisrael Gozor Rabbanu. Now, all the Rishonim except the Baloyitu say that only the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is Deiche Amir Linochi. But other mitzvahs not. And not even mitzvah Mile, which is itself Deiche Shabbos Mile Bismano. But if it is the kind of a thing that is not Deiche Shabbos, let's say Machshirin Shef Shalah Seison Ne'erev Shabbos, let's say, so only Rabbi Lezer holds that is Deiche Shabbos. But the Rabbanon say, and the Paschal and the Rabbanon, this is not Deiche Shabbos. So you cannot bring the Izema Shal Mile Derech Rishus HaRabim to Bimar. So the most Rishonim say that you're not even allowed to tell a Goy to bring the Izema Derech Rishus HaRabim. So even though Mile is a mitzvah that is itself Derech Shabbos, but in a case where it cannot be Derech Shabbos, like Machshirim She, Efshal Asis and Erev Shabbos, so it's not even Derech Amir Linoch. Only Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is Derech. The Bahak Shita is that Amir Linoch is Muter B'mok Mile, because in view of the fact that Mile is a mitzvah, Mile Bismano is a mitzvah that is Derech Shabbos. So Mile, even in a case where it's not Derech Shabbos, like Machshir and Shef Shlasis and Erev Shabbos, but it's Derech Amir Linoch. The only Rishon who says that this heter applies to every mitzvah is the Baal Yitro. And the Rishonim passed not like a Baal Yitro, but the Ramo passes the Mokim Tzerach Godo, where there is a big Tzerach. So then we can rely on the Shite of the Baal Yitro. In other words, what does the Ramo call Tzerach Godo? Suppose, let's say, in Shuv, or it's a question of Rabbim. So there is no light, let's say Friday night, and it will involve the tzibur, a mitzvah de rabbin, and maybe of Talmud Torah too. I mean, you know, in those days, so people didn't have svorim, you know, in their own homes. So then we can rely on the shita of the Baal Yitro, but Chas v'Sholem to rely just in a regular way on the Shita Baal Yitro. But the Baal Yitro is the only Rishon who says that every mitzvah is Deich Amir Linoch. But Deich all the other Rishon Machel, every mitzvah.
Deich what?
Amir Linoch. Even the Meloch of the Rice. However, the many Rishonim, Teish Shita is not like that. Many Rishonim say, and there's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch or the Mechaber, the Shittas HaRambam, that Amir Linochri in a Shvus is muta b'mokim mitzvah. That means to tell a goy to carry a sefer or a seder to a Beis HaKnesses, derech Karmeles is muta. But I'm merely noch, Teish Yisraeli keep on that, but I'm merely noch in Lochet Reise, all the Rishenim except Baal Yitor say that it's also. After that, Teish. After that, I'm merely noch in Shvush, Mishum Mishum Arz Yisrael, Goz Rabon, Avel Mishum Mitzvah Acheres, Avel Mishum Mitzvah Acheres, Loyolion Matirin, Amir Elevet Kichovim Lochet Reise, Kidimuchar Fek, not like Rabin the Baal Yitor. כי דימוחך בפרק הדור ראו ינו כדשתפח ממי עושה לי כמה דירו ואינה וצגמור אינר Now, בזמן חזר Now we don't do it because we have the you know, we have all kinds of antiseptics, you know, so milli is not necessary. But Bisman Chazal, they didn't have it, not that Chazal didn't know, Chazal knew of that possibility, but they didn't have it, Bimtzias, they didn't have all these medical facilities, you know, so mele it was essential that a baby before the mele should be given a bath. Now it's not necessary because we have the antiseptics, so why do we need to have to give a bath? But Bisman Chazal, they didn't, on a practical level, they didn't have these medical facilities, so it was a sakone to be mal the baby. Without giving the baby a bath before the mile and after the mile, to prevent an infection, that was the purpose. So today we don't need it. So it's not, I mean, nishtana teva. It's not Nishtana Teva. You can use the expression Nishtana Teva, but the purpose was to prevent an infection. So Bisman Chazal, they did not have the medical facilities that we have today. Some millions are coming today. We have other facilities that are better than giving a bath. So in Achname, suppose somebody will be in a place, in a village, in a town where they won't be, so then we'll have to do it to give a bath. I mean, so but that was a sakone for the tinik. So there were two richitzes that had to take place. One richitze of the baby before the mile, and one richitze of the baby after the mile. So he says, now the question is, which chamime was spilled out? Now, of course, you're not allowed to boil water in order to give the baby a bath before the mile, because that's machshirin shef shal aseison merav shabbos.
Yes, that's machlokes in Tanoim.
Yeah, Rablezer, in Achname, Rablezer, you're allowed, but we don't pass like Rablezer. So we pass like the chachomim, that's not the shabbos. So Mimele, so the Gemara doesn't spell out what Chmime was spilled out. Whether the Chmime of the Kedem Amile or the Chmime of Lach Amile. Now when I say Chmime Kedem Amile or Chmime Lach Amile, I don't mean that there has to be as money. I mean this tub of water has to be used.
Only.
But not wait, one second. The question is, does it... was it spilled out after the mile, or was it spilled out before the mile? So the Gemara doesn't say. There is a machlekes between the Baramoyer and the Ramban whether the Ishtapa Chamime is the Chamime Kedem Amile. In other words, that means that the water that was prepared for the Rechitza of the baby was spilled out. So maybe you cannot be mad. You cannot be mad. You cannot be mad. Or it was spilled out after the milk. Because the baby had to be washed twice. First the baby had to be washed before the milk. then the baby had to be washed after the milk. So the Balamoya says, the Balamoya says that it was ishtape chamime before the milk. Before the milk. Ishtape chamime before the milk, and the baby had already been given a bath before the milk. But then there was another tub of water that was prepared Erev Shabbos for the bath to be given to the baby after the mile. So after the water before the mile was used on the baby, so, and the baby was all ready for the bris. So the other tub of water was spilled out. That's how Balamoya explains it. So the Ramban is the kashe in such a case. Why is there a problem? Let them bemoan the baby. They already gave the baby a bath. So the baby, there was no sakon in being mauled the baby now because he was already given the first bath. But what is lacking?
The
chamime to be used as the bath. Let us maul the baby, the Ramban says. And then, once we maul the baby, so it's pikuach nefesh. So it's not a question of machshirim shefsha lasei somer of Shabbos, whether it's deicha Shabbos. Of course, there we pass by the chacham. It's not deicha. But then there will be the tree of pikuach nefesh. And he's massive against. So the Ramban says that here that there was a problem, so it means that the baby was not even given
Amila.
The first bath. At the time when the water was spilled out, all the water, there were two tubs of water were prepared, of warm water were prepared, or two kettles of warm water were prepared. And then both kettles spilled out before the baby took the first bath. Some melee. There's a problem. But if the baby has already received, the Ramban says, if the baby has already received
the first bath,
and then the baby was already ready for the mile, but the water to be used after the mile was spilled out, then there is no problem. Then we tell the male, go ahead, be mal. And once he's mal, so of course, we warm up water, so what's the problem?
It's not quite Ramban and Balmol, but someone's allowed to put himself into matzah.
Yeah, that is how it is usually explained. But Balamoya doesn't say it. Now, I don't know whether I'll be able to discuss the Balamoya. Usually it is assumed that according to Balamoya, it's osa to be machnis oneself in a tree of Pekach Nefesh, even Moki Mitzvah. And even in Moki Mitzvah of Mile, which is a Mitzvah that is Deicha Shabbos. But in a case where it's not Deicha Shabbos, it's also to be machnis oneself in a tree of Pekach Nefesh. Now the question that is raised against the Balamoya is, because after all, the Gemara says, the Mafligim Bisvino, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Fites says, the Mafligim Bisvino, Pochas Mishleisha Yomim Kidim HaShabbos.
But take a boat ride.
Boat, not a ride, I mean to make a voyage on the boat within 3 days from Shabbos. Let's say, in other words, if you want to get on the boat on Tuesday, so you have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's okay. But if you want to get on the boat on Friday or on Thursday, you're not allowed. Why? Because on the boat, you'll have to be Michal Shabbos. It will be beheta, Pekach Nefesh. You cannot stay on the boat, for a whole Shabbos, Sakonis Nefoshes, will endanger the lives. But since you are in a position not to board the boat, within 3 days, some melee sauce. But so why is it muter on Monday and on Sunday? So if it is so far away from Shabbos, so then it is osir. But nizdamnu le mitzvah, if it's in Nisir Shal Mitzvah. And it's mentioned, suppose he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, that's a mitzvah, so he can board the boat even on Friday he can board the boat. So we see that in Mokin Mitzvah it's mutar to be machnis oneself in a tree of Pekach Nevesh, only be Mokin Moshuz it's also here Mile is certainly a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah that is Deich HaShabbos when he see Efshal HaSeis HaMer of Shabbos. So why should it be Osa? Alright, so one could give it Teretz, and some give the Teretz, that's only when one is machnis himself in a tree of Pekach Nefesh Kedem HaShabbos. So then B'mok Mitzvah is Mutar. We see that if it's more than 3 days Kedem HaShabbos, he's even allowed to be machnis himself in a tree of Pekach Nefesh B'mok Moshus too. But if it's within 3 days and that's close to Shabbos, so it's also Mokim Moshus, Mokim Mitzvah Mutar. But on Shabbos itself, it's also even B'mokim Mitzvah.
What's wrong with going on a boat on Shabbos?
Because he'll have to be Mechal Shabbos.
How?
Because in those days, the rowing boats, so he'll have to be Mechal Shabbos. They didn't have, like today, you have captains who are going, I mean, and the Jews don't have to make. So everybody went on their own boat, had to do all the work.
Oh.
All the work.
He had to make the...
That's right, all the work, all kinds of melachas he had to do. So he's also to be machnis himself in a tree. We are talking of the sales boat. So in a tree of Pekach Nefesh, even before Shabbos. But Mok Mitzvah before Shabbos, yes. But on Shabbos itself is also. But the Teretz is not a sufficient Teretz. I cannot go into it. I cannot go into it. But anyway, this is how it is usually explained. The Baal Moya holds it's also to be machnis oneself in a tree of Pikuach Nefesh. And Shabbos itself, even Mok Mitzvah. And the Ramban holds it is Muta. Okay. So let's, for the time being, let's say that is machlekes. That's the way it is explained by many achrei. So the Gemara says here, "Ha'u yinuke d'ishtapach ha'me, omo l'roven nishayla l'ime." So we should ask the mother. Itzriche, the mother is a yildes, so she's a chile. Now what's the status of the mother a yildes? So gimul yomim rishenim, she has a din of a chile sheyesh b'sakone, and even a Yisrael is allowed, not only is allowed, he is mechuyet, to be Michal Shabbos for the Yildes, for all that, in order to accommodate her with all the talk, let's say she has to eat, so a Jew is allowed to cook, to bake, everything. Because even if the Yildes says, in a tzricha, I don't need it. But, So then the halacha is that he says the chesed. Unless, as the Ramban says, if a doctor, a mumcha says she doesn't need it, then of course there is no heta. But if there is no mumcha around, and the yildes herself says, I don't need it. So then, bein omro tzrichani, bein omro lo tzrichani, mechalas haShabbos. Between Gimel and Zion, the halacha is, if the yildes, and there is no mumche, of course all this, the Ramban says, has reference to the case where there is no mumche around. So, but between Gimel and Zion, so then it depends. If the yildes says, if the yildes says, in a tzrichani, she doesn't have a din of a chelish yibisakon. But, mizayin, after 7 days, as of the birth, even if the elder says, so we are still not allowed to be Michal Shabbos. And again, the Ramban says, suppose the doctor says she has a special condition. So, of course, then we're Michal Shabbos, because it's Ligorat, and a regular person, if the doctor says he has a special condition. But we are talking where there is no Mumchera. So the first Gimul Yomi, even if the Yildes says, Ein Tzrichani Mechal Shabbos. Between Gimul and Zion, it depends. If the Yildes says, Tzrichani, she has a Din Mechal Shabbos, upon Ein Mechal Shabbos. If she says, Ein Tzrichani, we are not Mechal Shabbos. And after Zion, even if the Yilde says, Chichan, you're not Mechalas HaShabbos. But Mizayin Vilamed Ushleishim, so then, Imrim Linochri Lichalas HaShabbos. In other words, because a Yildes until 30 days as of the birth has a din of a Chilashim Bisakon. So there's a, and we are allowed to tell a goy to do him locha d'raise for a chilash in sakone. I heard a psak from my father that if anybody had an operation, even a minor operation, so amir linochri is muter until 30 days expire as of the operation, because if a yilde says a din of a chilish in sakone for 30 days, why? That's because the womb opened up. So an operation, you make an incision. An incision, let's say appendix operation. It's a minor operation. I mean, even 50 years ago, it was considered as a minor operation. I mean, appendix. It's appendix. But so my father passed many times that until 30 days, so he has the din of Achilleshim Sakone, and let's say it was Shailes Ligabe. Let's say somebody who had an appendix operation. Within 30 days of Tisha B'Av now. And the doesn't have to fast. The Shchunor Paskins doesn't have to fast on Tisha B'Av. So my father Paskin doesn't have to fast on Tisha B'Av. And Amir Linoch is also Mutar. So these are the aloches of Yildes. Now then there is a Machlikas Rishenim, and it's a pele that there are some Rishenim taste for Shite is that way. It's a pele. But what does it mean? Gimel, Zayin, Lamed? Lamed is also in Ligabe Amir Linochi. Does it depend upon days or it depends upon Misles? So the Rishenim will say that it depends upon Misles. And it's really Mistaba like that, because after all, when it's a din, let's say, like Mila has to be Yimshmin, it's a din. It has nothing to do with the Mitzvahs. So then Yimshmin means the day of the birth. So it doesn't make any difference whether a baby is born, let's say, on Friday night, 1 minute after Tzitzit Chavim, 1 minute after Tzitzit Chavim, or he's born on Shabbos 1 minute before Shkia. Both are nimel on Shabbos, because Shabbos is the day, even though he was born, the baby was born 1 minute before Shkia on Shabbos. So then he'll be nimel the following Shabbos. But so the first day is considered the 1 minute balance that is left in the duration of the day. So there, and in generally, I mean, whenever there is a din of yomim, so it doesn't depend upon misles, but it depends upon the day. We understand. Mashinkin here it's a question of mitzias. So mainly it should depend upon misles. So the Arishayim will say that gimel yomim or zayin yomim or Shleishim Yom Ligabe Amir Linochri depends upon Misles, not just days. Three Misles. In other words, 72 hours. Or 7 Misles. Or 30 Misles. Not just days. However, Tesfes and many other Rishayim say here it also depends upon days. Now, Reb Chaim Volozhiner it depends upon misles, not only in regard to Moloch the Raisa of Gimel and Zayin. There is a question of Sakonis Nefoshes. So then Sofik Nefoshes is Lehokob. Something. But even in regard to Shleishim Yom, words, no Sakonis Nefoshes, so it's a question of Amir Linochi, you also pass that it depends upon 30 Misles. But Teis Shite is not like that. Taisva Shita is, Taisva is one of the Rishonim who say that he doesn't depend upon Misles, and he depends upon this. And that's difficult to understand. Why should he depend? Why should, let's say, one baby is born 1 minute after Sisekachovim Friday night, and 1 minute, and one baby is born 1 minute before Shkia Shabbos. So, and the next Shabbos, you will, even if the illness will say Tzrichani, you will not be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, even if the illness is Tzrichani. In the same way, so, Bishleime, the baby who is born 1 minute after Tzrichani. All right, so there are already seven Mishles, so let me see this. But the baby was born 1 minute before Shkian Shabbos. So why shouldn't it be a supporting Mr. It's difficult to understand it. But anyway, there are many of the Shainim, all right, we don't understand it. There are many of the Shainim who say it depends upon this. And this is shit is like it. All right, now here we have two Gersoids. How will you make it stop a chrime? Omer lo rove nishayla lime, we should ask the mother. It's riche if the... So there is one girl said that is now text. It's riche nochim le nochri agavime. So in other words, so the heter, if the elder says srichani, so then we can tell a goy to boil water. Mimele will tell him to boil more water, like this. For the mother, so he needs, let's say, 5 gallons of water to be boiled. For the mother, but in order to accommodate not only the mother, to accommodate the baby too with its baths, so then we'll have to boil 10 gallons in the same kettle. So it's only sofe, I mean, it doesn't involve any extra act of vision. But so Teisves Girsi is Nochimle Nochri Adavime, but not Nochimle. There's another Girsi. That's the shite that holds this is misles. So maybe if the baby was born, let's say, a few minutes before Shkia and Shabbos, so the next Shabbos morning it's still within the is the evay the next Shabbos morning, but it's still within the seven misles. But case the shite. Tesis is geiris nochim le nochri agafime, but there is no possibility for Yisrael to be nochim agafime because it's already day days, because that's the shite that it's not a question of misles, it doesn't depend upon misles, but upon days. So b'yem amile is day days, so even if the Yilde says Srichani, she doesn't have a din of a Chilish Bisakone, but still it's in view of the fact it's within 30 days, so she has a din of a Chilish Bisakone. So, Noch Adami. So, it's totally in that machlek. Now, Avo Mishmitz Vacheres Loyo Yinu Matir Mamir Lichom Lachet Reis, Ki Muchal Ferik Ador, Haui Yinu Kedishtapa Chamimei, Also, the Kamil Rove, Omele Lishaila Yime, Itzriche Nechaimle Agavime. So he doesn't mention Nochi, but then he says, Virchere Mashma, Dibim Amile Hoyo, Show Yotzriche Nechame, Ve Kideli Mele, Ve Kedem Amile. In other words, Taste of Shite is not like, so, is like the Ramban, not like the deal achar amile misukenu uviloi mei michalim of Shabbos. Now one second. No, there's no guy from Tesis where there's like Balamoya like the Ramban. In other words, the Tesis can be like Balamoya or like the Ramban. That the Ishtapa Chamime took place before the Omal the child. Because if it the child was already nimel, and then the water is put out, so everybody will agree. Balamoya too, then it's mamish hakone. The Balamoya, the machlekes between the Balamoya and the Ramban is in the case where it was spilled out before the mile, but after it was given the bath. And Tesis doesn't say vikedem. He says that Tesis doesn't say vikedem amile and leachar shrochtzoi say bimai. Tesis doesn't say. So mile there is no fire from Tesis whether he.
Yeah, but he does sit after kedem. He does. The only heter is only after the meal of mamish. But mashma before the meal itself, there wouldn't be a heter to mal. Only after the meal of mamish, that's when it's a sakana. But after, but before the meal, even after the first bath, wouldn't be water.
You want to be medayik that way? Okay, alright. It's not as the only after the meal of mamish mashma. But if it's before the meal, even after the bath, okay. So then there is a problem. In other words, like the balamoya then. Okay, all right, fine, okay. I must. Begin amil hoya dilachra amil misukenu. Uviloi me mechalon of Shabbos. Val de chovi mair hosom, ki de pirishom bikuntres. But, Rashi's girse is miforesh al de chovim, and Rashi is geireis, al de nechem, like in our text, nechem al de chovim. But he says, did not have the girse in our text. Nechem is tam. And that's the Aluchas Deles Girse. But Aluchas Deles explains it. Since his Girse is Nechal Mistam, it doesn't say that it means Aldi Israel, because Aluchas Deles Shite is that it depends upon seven Misles, some males Aldi Israel. But he says, even though he has the Aluchas Deles Girse, Nechal Mistam, so he could explain it like Aluchas Deles. But he doesn't explain Aluchas Deles. Why? Because whereas the Aluchas Deles holds that Gimel Zayin Lamed depends upon Misles, Teis Veshitis depends upon days. So even though he doesn't have Rashi's Girse, he still explains what Rashi. That's a little strange. So he says, "L'chira mashmini amiloye shitzgon chamavim lemele v'kedna amiloye dilachar amile misukenu leim lechal shabiv al di chovim ayros." כי פירש שם בקונטרס, וכן פירש רח, כדה אמרנו מפרק מפעמים, יחיה משיבה שלי, שמאף לא מוצריך, אני מחנס השבס, והוד יומה, בסייף מפעמים, פירק מפעמים, עד מוס הפסיכס הקבר, so אביי אומר, אביי, אביי לפני דה רב יהודה, but in our Gemara it's not written, אביי לפני דה רב יהודה, just אביי אומר, שלישו, ורוב ומשמי רב יהודה אומר זיין, ויאמרו לו למד, לא ילכה לשבס כאמרי, ופליג, אלא מה אומר חודם המלאכל, לא יפליג, ויקול הספיר לי כנרדו ידם לחיי, גימול שיבו ושלישי. גימול, if she says, אפילו even if she says, אינו צריך אני מחלס השבס, אינו לא חדר אייסה, בישראל, לא חסכי לסביב סקונה, שיבו, אם שיסה סריך אני מחל לשבס, ולא חדרייס על ישראל, ושלישי, אם שיסה סריך אני, סודן, הנה, סור, אמיר לנוח, ודאיך את לא ימר דמי סלעיז בינו, סור, even though taste for said the girl, that's very strange, taste for said the girl, say, נחן לסתם, so he could very easily have explained it like Aluchas Deles, but he doesn't explain Aluchas Deles. Why? Because this is it is. It's deichak to say that it depends on Moslems. Why should it be deichak? It's very simple. But anyway, this is it. The deichak claim that Meisle is being the hove they have the tear Zion shall Meisle. Why? Because it doesn't depend upon Meisle. It depends upon days. The hove omar osom liil bidach shinuke di shtapach mimei. ואומר לו רבי נעשי לחמימה מגב בייסי ומוקה לי על דיוויד כחובים. So anyways, so Teisves, even though it has the years in the Hamalei, על די מסתם, he still explains it על די נוח, because of this ishite, that it doesn't depend upon his less. And there it says, that the only heter, even על די גוי, is to tell a goy, Now you are going to boil water anyway, so instead of boiling 5 gallons, you boil 10 gallons in the same kettle. So, but otherwise, but if the mother wouldn't say tzrichani, then we wouldn't be allowed him to tell a goy to boil 5 gallons of water for the baby's baths. But amirli nochri is muta bimokim yishevat soil, it should be muta bimokim mile also. So we see no, only bimokim yishevat soil. The chachomim omat amirli nochri. But bimokim any other mitzvah, not even mitzvah mile, which is a mitzvah, is Dechah Shabbos. But in the case where it's not Dechah Shabbos, because it's Makshirim Shefilaseis and Erev Shabbos, so then even Amirli Nochri is also. That's the issue. So, he says, V'derech HaKleim Ad Meisle Is Mino, V'ohuv Da'avet Zadam Shom Slayt, because it doesn't depend upon his slayt. V'hod Om Arosom Lil Bidach Yinuke, D'ishtapach Mime, V'om Olo Rabbe, and Rabbe said, Nasally Khmina Megabese Umekala Lichovim Vadai. So we see that it's mutter to tell a mile nochri bimokim mitzvahs mile vadai isur de rabbonim b'chore b'chotzos shel yove mishmis mile, because there it has reference not to rishus rabbi but chotzos shel merebes. So chotzos shel merebes even when Yisrael carries it, so it's only osam de rabbonim. So Amirli Nochri in Ishvuz de Rabbonon is muta bimkim mitzvahs mile. The Rambam Shite is muta bimkim any mitzvah, but Teisvah Shite is not like the Rambam. Is Dechah Shabbos. So mele, even the case where it's not Dechah Shabbos because it's Machshirim Shlasim HaShabbos is muta bimokim mitzvah Amir Limnochi in Ishvus, but in Lochi the Raisa to carry a Dechah Shabbos Rabbi or to boil water, then it's also even in Kim Yisrael.
If to tell the guy to bring it from one Rishus Yoh to another Rishus Yoh, Dechah Shabbos Rabbi would also be considered muta, or else?
So
the that's
the Shawat.
The Taisha's Vali Sur, the one Shari. In the case of Chatzah Shal Yer, what about if you would have told him to bring it?
So that will depend on the question. That will depend upon the question as to whether if somebody carries Meshus Hayochid, Meshus Hayochid, Derek Shus Arabi, is a Chayev Chatzah or is not Chayev Chatzah. So whether Taisha Vashiti is that Mavir Meshus Hayochid Teis Veshite in Erev and Daf Lamed Gimel is that Mavir Meshus Hayochid Lashus Hayochid Derech Shus Rabim is Chai Vechatus. Chai Vechatus. Even though the Akire was in Rishus Hayochid and the Anochem was in Rishus Hayochid. So it's Chai. Why? Because the Shekin Hoysa Avidis HaLevin, because the Levin carried the Arenes, you know, Meshus Shayochid, Shayochid. So the question is, where is it mentioned that they carried it in the Meshusayochid, Shayochid? They carried it in the, you know, in the Machne, Machne Yisrael, Machne Levi. So that was, so the Akire was in the Rishus Rabim and the Anoche was in the Rishus Rabim. So how does Teisvah say that Lamed Gimli? So the answer is, I mean, they all say that because, since that's based upon the Gemara of Kaveres in Shabbos. So in other words, if somebody is Mavir Erish Hayochid itself, let's say like the Arenas, the Oren, I mean, I shouldn't say Arenas, the Oren, the Mizbeach, so is Erish Hayochid, Govea Yud, Virochid Dalet, so it's Erish Hayochid. So the Mizbeach and the Oren was Erish Hayochid. When one carries a rishus, so then it's considered that the akir is in rishus hayochid. In other words, when a person parks a car is rishus hayochid. It's govea yud. Let's say when a person parks a car, so it's not considered that the hanoche is in the rishus rabim, even though the car is parked in the rishus rabim, the street on 42nd Street. But since the car itself is a Rishus Hayochid, so a Rishus Hayochid is always munach in its own rishus. Let's say you have a building. You have a building in the Rishus Rabim on 42nd Street. You have a building in the Rosh Hashanah. So where is the building munach? In the Rosh Hashanah, or it's munach in Rosh Hashanah? The building itself. The building itself is munach in Rosh Hashanah. A rishus is, even if it stands in the Rishus Rabim, it's munach mitzon rishus. The Maharal Prok in his Chidushim on Shabbos says that. So he says it, the Maharal Prok in Gorari says it, in on the Sugi of Kaveres. A rishus is always munach. And when you are ikerika, you are ikerit from its own rishus. Briefly, I mean, if when you park a car, so you ask, is it resting in the Rishus Rabim or Rishus Yochid? No. Just as a building rests in the Rishus Yochid, you wouldn't say, oh, the building is on 42nd Street. It rests in the Rishus Rabim. It rests close to the Rishus Rabim. But a Rishus always rests in its own Rishus. So Mele, that stays the Shite in Ere, Daf Lamed Gimel. Because we learn out David is Alvim. So, because the Levim carried the Orin, the Mizbeach, Rosh Hashanah, and that was in Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. So, Tesvis Shite is, it's in Lochel Reis. But Rashbo in Erem, and in Shabbos, and the Rambam say that Mavir, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, is only Shvus. Ishvus, since the Akira was on Shusayochid, and the Anoch was on Shusayochid. When is it Mochad Raisi, the Akira is on Shusarabim, and the Anoch is on Shusarabim. Or, Meitzim Shusayochid Shusarabim, if the Akira is on Shusayochid, and the Anoch is on Shusarabim, or vice versa. But where both the Akira and the Anoch are in Shusayochid, then it's only the Rabbanon. So, Yoshaile, what would it be if it's not going to work? Will depend upon that machlekes between Tesvis and on one hand and the Rambam and the Rashbo on the other. Alright, so Tesvis said, the order of Maros and Lil Bir Chinuke, the Ishtapa Chamim Eivam, the Rabbi Leisle Chamim Megav Beise, Umwekel Yochavim Vadi, so the Rabbon and Shor Bechotzer, so Yerve, Mishu Mitzus Mile, Avlish and the Reise, Kelecham Lechamim Osa, ואין לאומית מכאן היתרים על עברי יחובים להוביל סיפה בשבס דרך כמל זה קורא כזה רמב״ם בפסק ושכנוך עצמותה בתי זה שיטי זלת לדם ולדום את דווקא משמילה דהי גופה ידח ישבס היטיל so according to this is that three levels יישוב ארץ ישראל is דרך אמיר לנוחים מלוך דרייס so you can tell you go to execute to write a document of a transfer of karke in Eretz Yisrael from the goy to a teju. Then mitzvah mile, which is itself the Shabbos, but in the case where it's not the Shabbos, because it's machshirim shashlasi yisam erev Shabbos, so is deich amir linoch in ishvus, but not in the reis. And then any other mitzvah is not deich amir linoch in ishvus, so that we learn. We pasken like the Rambam that any mitzvah is not deicha amir linochi melochet reise, but any mitzvah is deicha amir linochi in the melochet rabba. Alright. Vein lilit mekanet alim al yichom lo vesivu b'shabi d'ach kamas. De lo idome di dafki mishumile di gufi d'ach l'shabi sitio. Umi u malochet dilis mashma dafilu yisure de reise shor al yichom nitzirchme. Tzalochet dilis shiti is not like the balayit, but he's matir amir linoch and loch ed reise for mitzvahs mila. Shapira is the leise mitir beise derech shes rab lefize hodi koman lichla gavimei neik metir zayin v'yom rotzrich ani shemchal zah shabbat because Allah is dele shite is that it depends upon mitzvahs and that's mistaka the other shite is strange, is difficult. Vinire ve'ayra al de Yisrael, the Marshal put it. Vinire do yitochen leimar dinochen al de Yisrael. Da al de Yisrael o yo osa la harbis bishvil kotem. So, another way, in other words, first, this vishiti is that is the day I have to say that it depends upon this less. But then this mentions another way. Even if you assume that it's not a derchak to say that it depends upon Mishles, but then it would follow from this Gemara that a Yisrael can be marbe because of because of the baby, and that's awesome. Even though it's awesome in the Rabbanon, in other words, there is a nisa in the Rabbanon to be marbe. Why is it awesome in the Rabbanon? Those are the Yisrael also have been forgotten. Kidoma v'feri kam v'dechun ha'mevashe v'chile b'shabes also libori gzeiro shemo yarbe b'shvile shiyarbe b'shvile. So teis v'shite is dal the Yisrael also have been forgotten. Is it awesome with the Reise or it's awesome with the Rabbanon? It's not. Here teis doesn't say. Let's see, maybe there is a deal. Kidoma v'feri kam v'dechun ha'mevashe v'chile b'shabes also libori. So it's right, even if it's also the Eved Libori. Why? Because Shemayav Bishvile, so it's certainly right that it's also Lechatrilet Umar Bishvile. But is it also Lechatrilet Umar Bishvile Midraise, or it's also Lechatrilet Umar Bishvile Midrabon? So, on that point, there is a machlekes in Beitze between the Rashbo and the Ran. The Rashbo says that it's only awesome the Rabbanon, even lechatchilah to be marbe, because what? And the Rashbo mentions a raya. The Rashbo mentions a very strong raya leflut. He says the Mishnah says in Beitzeh. Now the yontef echol nefesh is muta. So yontef echol nefesh is muta al tzirach yontef, but not tzirach. If somebody would be mivashel be yontef. He already finished eating, it's late in the afternoon, but he expects guests in Mitzvah Yontef, so he'll be Mivashel, so it's Chayv Malkus. So still the Mishnah says Mimalei Odom Mimalei Isho Gdeiro Kulei Boso Vafal Pish Nitzricho Lekazayzach. So suppose she has to eat on Yom Tov only one kazayis, and then she puts in the whole chicken in the pot. Since it doesn't involve any extra meloch, because bishul is bishul. So ribu is mutar lechatchil. Ribu is mutar lechatchil. So memele. So by pikuach nefesh, when you are mevashel for a chile, so mid rabbona it is also the Rashba says. But if it had been also mid raise, so it should be also given by Bishop Yontef. The Ram says no. He says that ribu by chile sheyesh b'sakone. Let's say we have to mevashel a small piece of chicken, a small piece of meat. For a chilish yisakon, but he'll eat only one kazayis, and then he decides to put in a whole chicken. So mele, the members of the family of the chilish yisakon will also be able to eat. So then he's ever a nisa de reis. Why is it different than Yom Tov? So the Ran in Beitze says Yom Tov is hutro. The Torah says beferesh. So it's not that the Tzirach Yontef is Deiched Isamloch. It's not a question of Tzirach. The Isamloch does not apply to Melechus Echol Nefesh. It doesn't apply. It's Heter Gomor. So Meli is allowed to be Matar. Masha'in Kein, Pikuach Nefesh is not Tzirach, it's Tzirach. The Isa applies, but the Pikuach Nefesh is Deiched Isa. So mele, but if you are marbe, there is no tree. So according to the Ran in Beitze, ribu by chile sheyesh b'sakone is also medrais. And according to the Rashbo, it's almost a rabba. Now, one second. Now again, v'nired leitoch lima nochen al de Yisrael, al de Yisrael o Yerosa, leharbeiz, v'shvil kotten kidon shere kam lechum, hamvashe lechil b'shabes osa libori, gzeiro shemiyahu b'shvile, aval de chovim nicha di shor labes vishemo davke litzirch milu di shor aval litzir do barachir afilo al de chovim osa labes vihod itna mefer beitze לא יהיה מאוד מוכן לרגלו אבל קירוי לסיעה ואמרינו נאמה בגמורת ביצה ממלא איש אביר הבוסו אף על פי שנצריך לכתיך אחס וכן ממלא נחתם חופש על מים אף על פי שנצורך על לקטנחות and the other קטניס that is מבשל will be used after יום טף so it's מותר לכתחילה יש משום שמחש יום טף היתיר חכון לארבס so from this is lotion it's mashma like the Rashbo because if this shit had been like the Ran so this shouldn't say mishum this should say mishum the hosom hutro why is this say mishum chasyon tef so it's mashma from this shit like the Rashbo
And just a little bit in the middle, that certainly that I couldn't do because I have to finish at 11 o'clock and can't go beyond it. Now, I just want to mention that this time I have to go on Sunday, to New York. Usually I go Tuesday. So tomorrow I won't be here, but I'll be back Wednesday night, so Thursday, I'll give a shiur in Misachas Nideh, and Friday there'll be a shiur. But maybe we could start discussing something else. I don't know whether I'll be able to finish it, but the Gemara says here, V'akine sode b'suryeh ki kine b'fagure Yerushalayim. It's a strange expression. Haru Yerushalayim means in the buildings of Yerushalayim, that parche, okay. But why Yerushalayim? Ki Eretz Yisrael. Is there a difference between the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, let's say in Tel Aviv or in Yerushalayim? The new Yerushalayim is not Yerushalayim. Is there a difference in the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael between old Yerushalayim, which is Yerushalayim, and new Yerushalayim, which is not Yerushalayim? Any difference as far as Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is concerned? So why don't the Gemara say Vakene Sode Bisuye Kikene Bifarure Yerushalayim?
It does.
Why the Yerushalayim? Why Kikene Bifarure Yerushalayim? Just want to be mayor or something. Still have 15 minutes. One second. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis Hakhira Perek Vov says, the Rambam paskens that Kedushas HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, so even the Kedusha Rishayno is Kitchel Ishaito V'Kitchel Osidlovei. So B'nei Ezra didn't have to be Mikadish Yerushalayim. It's mentioned Ezra he was, so that was Lizei Chabar. That's the Gemara in Shavuos. If we say that the Kedusha Rishayno is Loi Kitchel Osidlovei, so then the Kiddush was Chal by Ezra. But in Misif Malil Azores Elal, they Novi or Vitumim and Beznagodl and Melech, but in Meezra there was no Melech, Beznagodl there was no Novi, there is no, well, Novi there could have been, because Chage in the beginning there was Novi, but there was no Vitumim, so how could they make Kaddish? So the Gemara in Shvui says, the Shaila is whether Picholi Utnan or Beachol Mei Utnan. Because the pasuk in the Torah says, "Kichol asher animare oisoch," the establishment of Mishkan v'chein kelov v'chein tasu. So what's the pshat v'chaim ta'asu l'deiris? So just as it was done in the Mishkan, so in the Mishkan it was al pimelech because Moshe Rabbeinu was a melech. And me, of course, al pinovi, Moshe Rabbeinu was certainly a novi, a dadin kohanim, and it was al pi on bitumim, Aaron was on bitumim, and then al pi bez nagodo, because Moshe Rabbeinu himself, so v'chim tassel deres. So then there is a machlekes nigemore v'chim tassel deres v'chol elutna. So just as in the Mishkan was done al pi all the things al pi melech al pi beznagodol al pi novi al pi onvitumim, so the deres it also has to be done al pi chol el or me'echot me'el. The exact course of v'chim tassel. One of the things, so the Gemara in Shvuah says, according to Mandoma, the Kedusha Rishenu of the Yerushalayim and Mikdash, is Kishon Shai, Kishon Shai, Lovei, so then in May Ezra they didn't have to resort to a new Kiddush. They did remake a new Kiddush, that was Lezeh Habanga, Mid Rabbon. So in Meile, we say that B'chol Elotna, so how was Yerushalayim Niskadish? In May Ezra, Yerushalayim and Mikdash, it didn't have to be Niskadish in you. But if we say Kedusha Rishenu is Kitchol Rishaito V'loi Kitchol Zvodei, so May Ezra it had to be Niskadesh in you.
Right.
So how was it Niskadesh in you? So he must hold that Be'achot Me'letna. But the Rambam Paskins like the Manoma, the Kedusha Rishenu is Kitchol Rishaito V'Kitchol Zvodei, so May Ezra didn't even have to be Niskadesh in you, and it was only Lizecha Baalmes, some Meili Paskins Becholi Lutna. So the Rambam says in Perikvob Mulchabis Apri Aloch Yudalev, a Misifna Aliyo El Azores, Al Piamelech, Al Pinovi, Uvil Mitumim, Val Pisanetel, and Shoshim Beachos Kinim, Shenema Kichola Shanimare, Sofachim Tasu Ideris, Umesh Rabin Melechli. Then he says, Aloch Yudalev, Kol Mokim Shalin Ase Becholi Luch, Hisir Ase. Ein Kodish Gomu, Vise Shosa Ezra Shtetis, Zikorin Shosa, Loi be Mice of Niskadish Hamokim, Shalahoyasham, Loi Melech, Loyum Vitumim, Umbamenis Kachab, Gisha Shaino Shikisha Shleime, Shul Kirisha Azor, Yerushalayim, Nishatom, Vikishos Lovi, Vifichoch Matriv Nakabonis Kulon, Afro Pishim Shambai's Bono, Veichin Kochikochim, Behola Azor, Afro Pisha Harebo, Veina Mikeves. ושכינו אין הפתלו והראי מהוושי מייסס מדישיכם ואומר חכומים אף על פי ששמומים בקדושו סוננדים אבל חיו ואורז בשביס ולמייסרס אין אלו מפני שהוא כיבוש רבים וחיו משניו כחורת מידיהם בוטל הכיבוש ונפטר מהתירו למייסרס ומשביס שערינו מארץ ישראל וחיו משאול העזרה וקיצ'ו וקיצ'ו בכיבוש אלו בחזוקי שהרזיק בו ולפיך חומוקים שיחזיקו בו לבובר ונזכבים בקדושי סזרה השניו ומקודש היים ואף על פי שנלקח אורץ ממנו וחייב בשביס ובמייסרס על הדרך שביארנו בהלכס תרום. So the Rambam makes, so the Rambam paskins לגבי קדושי ירושלים ומקדוש או even קדושי רשינו או סקיצ'ו רשת גוזנובי. So מילה עזרה didn't even have to be מקדש ניו and he couldn't even מקדש ניו because there was no מלך, there was no אורם ביטומים. But he didn't have to be Niskadish in you because the Kedusha Rishenu by Shleime he was Kitcho Rishaito Vishlovei. And vis-a-vis Eretz Yisrael, like Abitumus of Maisles, so Kedusha Rishenu is Loi Kitcho Rishlovei. Kedusha Shnir is Kitcho Rishlovei. Why? Because Kedusha Rishenu was all the Kibush. So Mele, when the Kibush was bottled, so the Kedusha was bottled. Mashenkin, the Kedusha Shnir was not all the Kibush, but the Chazoke. So Mele, that's Kitcho Rishlovei. All right, there's a Rambam. But the question is, why does the Rambam say, V'loma ne'imeh b'migdash Yerushalayim v'dusha l'sheino kishal osidlovei u'v'gdusha shor Eretz Yisrael? He should say, u'v'gdusha Eretz Yisrael Linien Schwies und Meisters und Chayisibe. Leute, Chalosibe. Why does he say Shorat Yisrael? Why does he say Shorat Yisrael? He should say, Uvigdush Asaras Yisrael, Linien Schwies. Why does he say Shorat Yisrael? It means Lafuki Yerushalayim. And Afikash, but why Lafuki Yerushalayim? Even Yerushalayim itself? Ligabi Mistress at Louis Boretz. Ligabi Mistress at Louis Boretz. So it's Loiki Joseph. It's Kodesh Ligabi Achoves Kobones and Ligabi Achilles Majosheni. But as far as Mistress at Louis Boretz is concerned, so even the Mikima Migdor, suppose someone, the Mechaschinoch has that cash. So even if someone that will be Chirish, let's say, and plant in the Arabais, he's not allowed. But suppose it is. It's a Kalus Reish, I mean it's Osa, I mean to plant in the Arabais. It's a Kalus Reish, in Doshet Yehoh. But suppose one day, so he did Nisa. So will it be in the 70 years between the Chum Bais Rishon and the Bais Sheni, the 70 years? So he didn't have Dusha Sars Israel because Dusha Rishaino is loyalty to us at Love. So mainly in the 70 years, if somebody planted the Arabais,
it wouldn't be over.
So it would not be higher than Trumis of Israel. It would not a question of either.
No, because you're not supposed to plant in the
Okay, what I'm talking about. So he did not there, but he planted. And he has Trumis of Israel. Is it higher than Trumis? He has Peres. Is it higher than Trumis of Israel? No, because Dusha Rishaino is loyalty to us at Love. So why does the Rambam say, Uvigdusha Shorat Yisroel Nishvi Yisamaisas? He should say Uvigdusha Shorat Yisroel, not Shorat Yisroel. The rest of Arts Yisroel. Lafuke, the Migdash, and Yerushalayim. All right, the question is, what does it mean Shorat Yisroel? Lafuke, the Migdash, Mikima Migdash, or he means Lafuke, all of Yerushalayim. The Mechaschinuch assumes that he means Lafuke, the Mikima Migdash, not Lafuke, Yerushalayim. That's another question. But whatever the pshat is, let's say like the Mirchas Chinuch, that the Rambam, when he uses the expression Shoras Yisrael, he means just to exclude the Mekim HaMikdosh, not to exclude the all of Yerushalayim. So, why does he say that? He should say, Uvigdush HaSeharat Yisrael, even the Mekim HaMikdosh. So the Mirchas Chinuch mitzvah reish pedalet, as that kashi. And then he gives a teretz, a very remarkable teretz, remarkable teretz. He says, because it's mentioned in Shmuel and the Vayomim, that David HaMelech bought the Geren, that became a Mikdosh, so from Arena. And then they collected money from all the Shvotim. In other words, so every Shevet had a chilek in the money that was given to Arena, and that was Al Pi Adibo. In other words, Arena Ayivusi, the ruler of Yevusi, because it was in the possession, be made of it, it was in the possession of the Yevusi. The Sanhedrin said to David, some of the Baltur Shaloch Loik of Ashto, that's Yerushalayim, the Mekim Amigdosh. Some melee.
Don't worry, we're supposed to kill them out for Yevusi?
Please don't ask me any questions now about that. Please. That these are the facts. So he bought it from Arena Yevusi. He bought it from Arena Yevusi. Some melee that is Yontef in the Mishnah Sedias. He says, in explaining the Rambam, why does the Rambam say that Kibush is Loikich Rosilov? That's the reason as to why Kedusha Rishenu is like Kislov, because of the Kibush. And Chazoke, Kedusha Shnio is Kislov, so this Yontef says, because Kibush is without the consent of the person from whom we are Kibush. But Chazoke, like by Sheni, so it was with the consent of Malach Keresh. So since it's Midaite, it's Kislov. So this Yontef says Nedias that the reason is why the Rambam says Chazoke is more effective than Kibush, whereas Kibush is Loikishoslave and Chazoke is Kishoslave, because Chazoke is done with the consent of the person who had possession of it. Mashinkin Kibush is against his consent. So Meili says the Mikim Amigdosh was bought from Areno. from Arena Yevusi. He had possession of it. So it was in his jurisdiction. Mirzene, so it's like Chazoke. Chazoke doesn't mean Chazoke because they worked upon the land. It means because the Mishnah is the Kashe, but in Dusha Rishenu there was also Chazoke. V'chigora kibushim Chazoke. Me Chazoke beloy kibush. So the Yontef gives the Teretz? No. The reason is why Chazoke in Dusha Rishenu is more effective because it was Merotzin Keresh. Mashen came. The Kedusha Rishenu was not Merotzin of the Zayin Ami Mued possession. So Memele he says, so vis-a-vis the Geren, the Mekim HaMikdosh, so there was Chazoke because this was Midas Areno, and that is Kicholos Idlovei. So Memele, even the 70 years that all of Eretz Yisrael was not Niskadish, but the Mekim HaMikdosh had Kedushas Eretz Yisrael because it was Chazoke. But the Minchas Chinuch assumes that when David HaMelech bought from with the Geren, it was only the Mekim HaMikdosh, the Arabais, not the all of Yerushalayim. But the Radak in his Perush and Shmuel says that it was paid for all of Yerushalayim, not just the rabbis. So Memele, I mean, what the Michas Chinuch says is a remarkable thing, but the Pashtus Haloshon of the Rambam is not the Choras Yisrael means Le'afuke just the rabbis. He is talking about Yerushalayim and Mikdosh. So when he says Choras Yisrael, he means Le'afuke. They became a Mikdosh and all of Yerushalayim. So there was Chazoke because he bought it. Some Mele, it was Mirzeni of Arena Ayivusi. Some Mele is Chazoke, and Chazoke is Kishol Ishaito, Kishol Slave. I think it's a remarkable teretz by the Mechaskinu Chorech B'dalat. But I'm just making 1 hour. He applies it only to Mekim HaMikdosh. I think, according to Radak, the shkolim that were given by all the shvatim was not just for the Mekim HaMikdosh, but for all of Yerushalayim. Some mele in the 70 years that Eretz Yisrael did not have a Mikdushe, so sure Eretz Yisrael did not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But Yerushalayim, the Mekim HaMikdosh, had Kedushas because there was a Kedushas Chazoke even in the Kedusha Rishenu. Mimele we can understand what the Loshin the Gemara. V'akine sode b'suria ki keine b'farui Yerushalayim. Now, we ask the Kashi. After all, even if Suria is, if Kibush Yochid is made Kibush, but it couldn't be better than Bishon, all the Mekim is a Kashu, Mitzchayim, Kashu, Bovel, and might have, and it wasn't Kofshu in the Bovel, and Ravid says so, and Rambam also says so, and these are the facts. So Mele, why is it that we say, if we say Kibush Yochid is Shmei Kibush, then it's like Eretz Yisrael. But why is it like Eretz Yisrael? But it's like of Shuel Bava. So the answer is, in regard to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't even depend upon Kedusha, but upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael. So Mele, that's why the Gemara says, Kikene b'farure Yerushalayim, the price is Kikene b'farure Yerushalayim. Because Yerushalayim, there is certainly a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Because even Yerushalayim, because even if we'll say that, that Dusha Shnio, there is a Mandoma who says Dusha Shnio is Loi Kicholos Edovei, but he'll be made that in Yerushalayim it's Kicholos Edovei. So, B'nigir Yerushalayim, there is no Shaile, that there is a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, even according to Mandoma, who says that if Dusha Shnio is Loi Kicholos Edovei, that even Dusha Shnio is Loi Kicholos Edovei. Why? Because because Yerushalayim was chazok even the Kedusha Rishena. So the chiddush by the Braise is that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael does not depend upon Kedusha, because there is no difference between Eretz Yisrael that says Hashem Eretz Yisrael, but now not Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, and the Eretz Yisrael that says Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. So Mele Surye, since Kibush Yochid is Shmei Kibush, so it has Hashem Eretz Yisrael, so it has the same mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as in Yerushalayim. In other words, to tell us that even that it doesn't depend upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, just upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael. But we'll leave it here. So it's Kikini Pavel Yerushalayim. Certainly Yerushalayim that says Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so then there is a Mitzvah Eretz Yisrael. So even Surya that does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in Bayisheinipi, but it has the same mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, certainly there is a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, because it says Yishuv Eretz Yisrael too. So Mele, even Surya does not have Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but it's the same mitzvah.